you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Now, I don't know about you, but my cabin fever registers at about 103, as the old Foreigner song goes. But keep something in mind. Cabin fever means at least you got a cabin. And that's a good thing when you're in a quarantine, huh? Yeah, you don't have to look around very long to find somebody else who has a lot more problems than you have. At least that's the case for me, anyway. For quite a while now, I've been repeating my unofficial New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to focus on the things I have instead of worrying about the things I don't have. And I know I've said that on this show several times, so excuse the repetition, but I think I'm just kind of talking to myself as much as anything. It's just that I have so many blessings to be thankful for, and I need to dwell on those things instead of fretting over the things that I feel entitled to. What I really need to do is just stop talking about it and do it, huh? And one of the major blessings I have in this situation is being able to visit with you each weekend on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. You know, I've been on the radio most of my life, so it's definitely a privilege to host this show and stay on the air. I even said it in my book, Houston's Morning Show. I'd love being the man in the box. And it's still true, 55 years after I first started in broadcasting at the age of 15. So thanks for being here and listening to my random thoughts. As a matter of fact, I have an old high school buddy who writes online in posts that he titles Lockdown News or something like that. He's the other class clown I've told you about before. He and I had rather notorious reputations in high school because we were always looking for ways to win the crowd. You remember Proximo said that to Maximus in the movie Gladiator, win the crowd. Of course, the crowd in this case was the rest of the class, and we, as class clowns, felt like it was our job to make them laugh. Heck, it was our duty. No, I'm not going to go back into the howdy doody bit again, don't worry. But this old friend of mine has started posting these lockdown notes, so I have some random quarantine thoughts that I wanted to share. Now, my first random quarantine thought is a serious one, and I realize that some of you are not going to like it, but I just need to say this. When our president suggested injecting disinfectants to treat the coronavirus, I was aghast. Now, I know a bunch of you are strong supporters of Donald Trump, and you're screaming right now, he did not say that! But I'm sorry, the record doesn't back you up. Even Snopes agrees that President Trump said these very words. So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous light, and then quite a bit later he said, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute, and is there a way we could do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? And yes, the word-for-word quote is available in a video. You can find it all over the internet. So when people try to deny that he ever said it in the first place, they look clueless because it's completely verifiable. Now, the president tried to call it some sarcastic prank on a reporter, so that pretty much confirms that he said it. And yes, I'm fully aware that there is a medical treatment that injects UV light into the body as a disinfectant to kill bacteria and viruses, but it's not fully accepted by science yet. And the president didn't really connect those two elements together into one statement. In fact, those two ideas were completely separated from one another in that press conference. Besides, that's an extremely complex, sophisticated medical procedure. No politician understands that stuff, so politicians shouldn't be the ones trying to explain it to the public. Doctors should. And this is why we've seen a spike in reports of poisoning by ingesting or injecting cleaning products into the body. And the Democrats aren't any better. They keep hounding on, don't drink bleach, And if your favorite cocktail is Lysol with a slice of lime, you might be a redneck. Good grief, people. He didn't say that. Can we please stop politicizing the pandemic, for crying out loud? The left looks like a bunch of feckless fools right now with their hats in their hands, just hoping this'll make Donald Trump look as bad as possible. Nobody in the Democrat Party is doing anything to try to mitigate this disaster. And maybe I'm just being too cynical here, but I even get the distinct impression that the Democrats want this whole mess to drag on as long as possible, just to drag the president through the mud as long as possible. I don't care how you feel about Donald Trump. Rooting for a pandemic to last as long as possible is not a good look, as far as I'm concerned. Whatever happened to pulling together as a nation to get through a crisis? Neither party looks very competent right now in my eyes. And I'm sorry for the rant, but this is a talk radio station after all, and politics is almost always front and center around here. So I just needed to get that off my chest. Now, random quarantine thought number two is quite a bit more lighthearted. So let me just say, I need to social distance myself from the refrigerator so I can flatten my curve. Is anybody with me on that one? And here's random quarantine thought number three. Why do I feel the need to take my cell phone with me from one room to another? How much connectivity do I really need? I mean, I know people are starved for human contact and all that, but do I really need to take my cell phone with me when I go to the bathroom? Imagine if my phone rang while I was in the bathroom. Hello? Hey, Randy, it's your old buddy Fred. What you doing? Are you sure you want to know, Fred? Because I'm fairly certain you don't. In fact, now that I think about it, I'm completely positive you don't. And here's random quarantine thought number four. How would you like to be the guy in charge of coming up with programming on ESPN right now? Nobody wants that gig. I was surfing channels last weekend, just trying desperately to find an old college or pro football game to watch from, you know, two or three decades ago. And guess what they were showing on ESPN? No, not one of the other 27 ESPN channels. I mean the main flagship ESPN channel. They were showing the National High School Hip Hop Dance Championships. I'm not making this up. That was during prime time now, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, when sports fans like me are watching baseball or the NBA playoffs this time of year. And later on, I looked up and they were showing the Wood Axe Throwing Championships. Yep. We fans have now been reduced to watching loggers work for a living and calling it sports. Wow. And this last one is not so much a random quarantine thought as it is a random quarantine story. My wife told me last weekend that her car battery was dead, so I went out in the garage and jump-started her car for her. I came back inside about 10 minutes later and just gave her a thumbs-up sign to let her know I'd done it. She said, "Your truck is low on gas. You didn't leave it running, did you? Because you're going to run out of gas." I paused just a beat and I said, "Wait, let's review. You ask me to jumpstart your car and I just let you know that I got that done. Now, if I were not around and you had to jumpstart your car all by yourself, how confident would you be that you could do that?" She kind of sheepishly admitted, "Well, not very confident at all." I said, "So, you're not confident at all that you could jumpstart your car by yourself, but you asked me to jumpstart your car, which I did, and now you want to tell me how to do it? Do I have this right?" "No, I did not say that at all. What do you think, I'm an idiot? What I really said was, that's the way my daddy taught me how to do it, so you're welcome." Now, I might have thought that first part, but I definitely did not say it. No, 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 no. I enjoy sleeping in my own bed. Thank you very much. And I also enjoy hosting the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So enough of all of that other nonsense. Let's talk food, shall we? Today, we're going to be talking with a woman out in California who is an expert chef and a cookbook author, and she focuses on vegetables. Yeah, I know, most of you are carnivores. So am I. But vegetables are side dishes for your steak and garnish for your hamburger, right? So bear with us, will you? Oh, And one more thing. Bear with us on the engineering issues today, too. I've been told that we're having cell phone connectivity issues between here and the bathroom. I mean, the West Coast, of course. Let's just call it random quarantine technological problems, okay?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself. And you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First timer alert. Please welcome Tess Masters, a friend of an old friend. She's also a chef and an author and an actress. Hi, Tess. How are you?
Hi, Randy. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. The old friend to whom I refer is the one and only Beauregard Rodriguez Weaver, who is a Houston radio legend. You've never heard him use that name, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he used to use that on the radio all the time. He's a Houston radio legend. He worked at a lot of different stations here in town. He's now, of course, one of the preeminent voice talents in America. Houstonians hear him on Channel 2 here locally, but he was also the voiceover talent in the Golden Globe Awards the last few years. Weaver and I have been close friends and colleagues in radio and in voiceover for decades, and he told me that talking to you is like trying to get a drink of water from a fire hydrant. So this ought to be a lot of fun. How did you get to know Weaver?
I had moved from Australia to the Midwest of America, and I had never had to record myself before because I'd always just gone into the studio in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Probably about 12 years ago. And so I had to go and buy a microphone, and I had to set up a studio in my house and all these sorts of things. And so for the first time in my life, I got in an online, forum, and was just sort of asking people, and this guy named Bo Weaver responded and was incredibly helpful and, suggested which mic would be good for the timbre of my voice and a female voice, etc. So I took the advice, I thanked him, and I didn't, think anything beyond that. And so when I moved back to L.A., probably about a year later, I was at a voiceover conference and he was speaking. And I was like, that's the guy that I was, talking to over the phone. And of course, I pulled out my phone and researched, and figured out, oh, wow, he's a really, really big voice talent in America. So anyway, he was very gracious, very humble, gave lots of really great advice. So at the end of the panel, as those things go, everybody sort of flocked to him and there was this sea of people around him. And I just sort of was standing, looking, at the back, sort of just drinking a glass of water or something. And he just looked over to me and he sort of put his hand on his heart and he just politely excused himself and said, I'm sorry, I need to go and talk to that woman. And he walked up to me and he said, I know you. And I said, yes, you helped me online. He goes, no, I know you, right? And I just started to cry. And
yeah, he's very intuitive.
It was just really crazy. And so we've been very, very, very dear friends ever since. And we just have this really fantastic connection. And I love his wife, Elizabeth. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. So, yeah, that's how our friendship began. And then we were advocating for the SAG-AFTRA merger. And so we decided to put our own money into funding this social media campaign. And Bo and I kind of spearheaded that together. So that's how we sort of, really became close to begin with. But yeah, he's fantastic person.
Well, enough about him. Let's talk about you. Where were you born, reared, get your education? And you got into the acting business too. How did all of that happen?
I grew up in Australia. I'm born in Melbourne. But my father flew in the airline industry. And so we lived in a lot of different countries. And so I spent the latter part of my teenage years in Singapore because my dad was working for Singapore Airlines. And so then I don't know, when you're an expatriate, you just sort of feel a little bit displaced from home. So I didn't want to go back to Australia for university. So I came to Los Angeles and I went to UCLA. I went there. I did my bachelor, my undergraduate degree there. And then I moved back to Australia and then I sort of gradually found my way back to America. So I've lived almost half my life in America. But it's funny, the majority of what I do now, I do under another name. I started this food thing, and it was really hilarious when I first moved back to LA. I had never worked in video games before, and I just got very lucky. They needed an Australian for a video game. It was one of the big, big games that came out that particular year. And I knew that video games were really, really big. And I, obviously it was the fastest emerging and biggest emerging marketing, voiceover, et cetera. This was, you know, 10 years ago or something. But I just wasn't emotionally prepared for what was going to happen when I got this role in this game. And so, you know, obviously, you know, when there's somebody new, these gamers, they flock to the internet and they want to learn everything they can about this person. And so, you know, because if you Google me, all the food stuff comes up first. You know, everything I share is a vegan and gluten-free, it's healthy, it's, you know, all that sort of stuff. And so these people, the character that I was playing was this animal-eating, cat-slaying, you know, warrior woman, you know. So, oh, I can't believe it. She's a vegan. And it was so funny. And so it was actually, nothing terrible happened. It was all very funny. But it was just a big eye-opener for me in the fact that there was going to be that kind of disparity between the different brands that I kind of maintain. And so very, very early on, I got that lesson, you know, and then as time went on, you know, I became a spokesperson for some conservative companies and, you know, you have morality clauses in contracts and all that sort of stuff. And so I just had to, you know, keep the two parts of my life separate, you know, because a lot of these war video games, they're very violent. You're encouraged to use a lot of expletives you know, all that sort of stuff, because my week is different every week. You know, sometimes I'm flying around the world consulting with a company, or I can be speaking at something about healthy living, or I can be in the studio recording a video game or a commercial or an audiobook. So I like the variety.
Well, ultimately, you crafted a career in nutrition and diet. So before we launch into some of those endeavors, we should note that you've written several different books, The Blender Girl, The Blender Girl Smoothies, The Perfect Blend. Talk about those for just a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I started The Blender Girl website in 2010 just to share recipes with family and friends. You know, I'm not a trained professional chef. I'm self-taught. You know, I grew up on a very conventional diet, meat and free veg, but my mother was a scratch cook. She cooked a lot of healthy food. And, you know, I enjoyed pretty good health until I was about, oh gosh, how old was I? 13, 14, 15. And I was diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus.
Oh my.
Chronic fatigue. So I was just very, very tired all the time, even though I was incredibly energetic. And I just wanted to take a nap, you know, every afternoon. And so back then, you know, this is, gosh, 35 years ago, you know, my mum took me to a naturopath, which was, you know, very hippy-dippy back then. And he suggested I give up gluten and dairy. I'm not a celiac. I'm not lactose intolerant or anything like that. But I do have a mild intolerance to those things. And so I tried it, you know, for a week, and I just felt so much better. I couldn't believe it. So that was the impetus into a revolution into the way that I ate, and this embracing this concept of food as medicine, and that what you eat really does significantly impact your health and your energy levels and your quality of sleep and rest, etc. And so I just became very, very interested in this stuff. So I took a gazillion cooking classes. I just became a voracious reader about health and nutrition. I studied nutritional science at school, but I just decided I loved acting more than I wanted to go and study chemistry and become a dietitian. So
yeah.
Flash forward to when I was living in the Midwest of America, and I decided I was going to start this food website. And back then, you know, I thought, gosh, there's so many fantastic websites about health and nutrition and healthy recipes. You know, what can I do that's different? And so I was, you know, sitting there drinking my green smoothie, looking at my blender that I used, you know, 4 or 5 times a day to make everything from smoothies to juices to soups to salad dressings to sauces to compost to homemade cleaning products and skincare and all these different things. So I sort of did a quick search, and there was sort of nothing beyond juices and smoothies out there, you know. And so I'm a very, very big researcher. And so for the next year, I really, really heavily researched the food space and what was going on. And then the more I researched blending as a method of food prep, it just very quickly became a method, you know, a metaphor for how I live my life. You know, we like to blend different notes, flavors, cultures, philosophies, loving relationships and so forth to find our perfect blend for health and happiness. And so I started asking people, what's your perfect blend? And one email turned into 50, turned into 500, turned into 5,000 a week, and here we are. It's really lovely to see how it helps people make easy, healthy, fast food. Because, I mean, I think that, for me, is what's so intriguing and so fabulous about the blender, is that I think that it does level the playing field, and anybody can make a nutritious meal with very little skills and even less time.
Well, you know, there's a website out there, Tess, that's titled, The Hippies Were Right. We Were. And apparently you followed through on that. We're out of time in this segment, but I want to talk about some of your other programs. Can you stick around for another segment, Tess?
Yes.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Our guest today on the show is Tess Masters. She's written three books that she talked about in the first segment, The Blender Girl Smoothies, and The Perfect Blend. We see a trend here, Tess. So let's begin this segment by telling people exactly where they can find those books for sale.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're available wherever books are sold, so you can get to the Barnes & Noble. Not that any of us are going there right now. On Amazon, lots of online outlets.
Okay, you've also developed a couple of other programs around nutrition and diet. They have a distinctive vegetarian sound to them. We're steak and potatoes people around here. But I often point out to our listeners that potatoes are vegetables too, and they need to be cooked. So we're not going to discriminate against vegetables in any way, shape, manner, or form. But you have two programs I want you to talk about, the Decadent Detox and Skinny 60. Start with Decadent Detox.
Yeah, well, there's a funny saying about potatoes, you know. Mashed potatoes and vodka out of potatoes. It's like the other vegetables aren't even trying. And, you know, funnily, ironically, one of my biggest audiences in the United States is in Texas. Isn't that great?
Wow.
It's simply amazing. So Texas has rolled the carpet out for me on many occasions.
Cool.
You know, but we've got several brands, plus we have a restaurant. And so, you know, there were a lot of people reaching out to me because, you know, we have almost 2 million people on the Facebook page, you know, all day, every day asking. I'm confused about what to eat. I just really need some more guidance. And so I started two other websites, thedecadentdetox.com and skinny60.com. And so one of the biggest things that people struggle with is their weight. And being healthy, making better health choices, making better food choices, and just needing a little bit more guidance about what to do. And so, you know, there's a lot of conflicting information about health and nutrition out there, you know, but whatever dietary stripe you have, whether you're an omnivore, whether you're a vegetarian, whether you're paleo, whether you're keto, whether you're low carb, anti-inflammatory, whatever it might be, you know, and whatever your health goals are or health challenges are, the one thing that everybody agrees on is that vegetables are good for us and we should be eating more of them. So the blend of health, just because I'm vegetarian, my agenda is not to turn everybody into being a vegetarian. My goal is very, very simple. It's just to get people to eat more vegetables, no matter what else they're eating, you know, and to eat them and be able to eat them in a really fun way. And so that's really what everything is about. So the Decadent Detox, there's a little bit of juicing and there's some more salads and all kinds of other dishes. And so everybody, you know, goes through that for 2 weeks. We have a 3-day program and a 1-day program and all these other things. But the number one thing that happened to everybody, because over 30,000 people have done these programs now, was that everybody lost weight. And people lost between anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds. So I thought, huh, that's interesting. So a lot of that in the first week is water weight. The other thing that happened was everybody said they had more energy than they'd ever had in their life.
Hmm.
So people were reaching out to me from those programs saying, because we have a 7-day program as well. So people were going, what do I do now? I feel so incredible. So I developed a 60-day program, and that's what Skinny 60 is. And it was sort of very controversial that I chose to call it Skinny. So obsessed about weight. It's about wellness to make, you know, the best choices you can, no matter what your size is. So we're kind of redefining what skinny is. I mean, so it kind of also became very popular very quickly. So that all of those programs are good for people. And then I went, okay, well, if somebody wants to just learn how to cook some healthy food and get some meals, they can cook with me live on video conference calls. That's when Skinny 60 Cooking Club launched. I do a Facebook Live, you know, a lot. I'm doing 2 a day right now during the stay-at-home pandemic period. You know, on Facebook Live and on these things, you can't actually talk face-to-face. So people can't chime in and go, I'm sorry, what was it you just said about that? What do I do if I can't get asparagus? And so this new thing, this Cooking Club, I'm really excited about it because everyone's going to be on a video conference call and we'll be able to all see each other around the world because we're in such a global online community now. And, you know, teleconferencing has become even more popular in mainstream society because of this pandemic stay-at-home period. So people are going to be able to talk to me face-to-face and talk to each other face-to-face, and we're all going to make the same recipe at the same time on a Tuesday night. So I'm super excited about this. So it's everybody, you know, most people, they want to manage their weight. They want to be a healthy weight. They want to sleep better. They want to look better. They want glowing skin, you know, either menopause or post-menopause issues, and that's energy and kind of like little bit of weight around the belly. And I've got a lot of men in my community too, you know, and his doctor has either said they've got to lower their cholesterol or they've got to manage their heart health. So, you know, it's lovely. I, you know, really think my greatest inspiration and reward is interactions with the community. So even though we have a very large community, I'm still very committed to responding to people. If someone's going to honor my story by taking the time to email me, I want to honor theirs. And so I respond to every email. Sometimes it takes me a few weeks to do it. There's so many of them that it's pretty rewarding. And I think this time in particular has shown us that we need to be kind to each other and nurture a place of gratitude and be supporting and realizing that things can change on a dime. So I think the number one thing that we can do besides hold on to our faith and our hope and staying as healthy and strong as possible. So that's really what the Decadent Eater and the Blender Girl are all about.
So one of your websites, theblendergirl.com, has hundreds of easy recipes. So I'm going to just put you on the spot and ask you to spend the rest of the time in this segment sharing a recipe with us.
Oh.
I'm just going to sit back and let you take over.
Well, the hands down the most popular recipe and the number one way that people find me is it's called the creamy cauliflower soup. And so that was a recipe that I shared in my first book, The Blender Girl, and it very, very quickly became the most popular recipe on my website. So it is very, very, very easy. So I'll talk you through exactly what the recipe is. You can make this in less than 30 minutes. It is so popular. My friend made this at a dinner party. I thought it was the best soup I'd ever had in my life. And she said, oh, I got it from this website. And we all pulled out our phones and bought the book on the spot. And oh my goodness, they've made so many recipes since. So basically, this is what you do. You take 2 tablespoons of grapeseed oil or olive oil or avocado oil, whatever you want to do. And then you saute on a medium heat in a large saucepan 2 cloves of minced garlic and 1 large yellow onion diced. So you saute that with a pinch of salt just for about 5 minutes until the onions are soft and translucent. And then you add 1 large head of cauliflower chopped into florets and the stalks. You just discard the leaves. So you throw that in. You add about 7 cups of vegetable broth or chicken broth. Bring that to the boil. Simmer it on a medium-low heat, probably 20-25 minutes, just until the cauliflower is fork tender. Then here's the secret.
Okay.
And the secret ingredient is, as the soup is cooling a little bit, you add 1/4 cup of raw unsalted cashews, not roasted cashews, or 1/4 cup of blanched almonds, not whole almonds, not roasted almonds, because it'll be too greasy. They need to be blanched with the skins off if you're not going to do cashews. So then you just allow that to sit in the hot soup to allow the nuts to soften. And that's what's so great. When you blend the soup, the alchemy that's created between those nuts and that cauliflower, cauliflower is naturally creamy anyway, creates like literally like a liquid velvet. It is the creamiest, most incredible soup you've ever tasted in your life. And it tastes like there is a cup of heavy cream in it. And when you serve that to people and you say it's dairy-free, they call you a dirty little liar because they just don't believe that something that creamy and rich has no dairy in it, right?
Wow.
Then you can either serve it with some chopped chives, a little bit of parsley. You can serve it with a crusty, you know, piece of sourdough bread. You can serve it with a scoop of cooked rice or anything you want, right? So it freezes so well. All you do is it might separate. It might become a little bit mealy. So you just throw it back in the blender when it's frosted. Blend again. And then you just got it right there. An incredibly popular recipe. You can find the recipe everywhere.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Tess. We've been honored to have Tess Masters with us today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. She's a chef, an actress, and an author. So tell us again how to find your books.
You can find The Blender Girl, Blender Girl Smoothies, and The Perfect Blend, all on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold.
And what about your website? What's your website, Tess?
My website is theblendergirl.com, decadentdetox.com, or skinny60.com.
Tess, it's been a joy and a pleasure to have you on the show, and now I know exactly what Beau Weaver meant when he said, talking to Tess is like trying to get a drink of water from a fire hydrant.
Thank you for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
The bad news is he's still stuck at home. But the good news is he's still stuck at home, so I'm free to visit with my old radio buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How are things at your home, brother?
Well, like we like to say, we're not in the middle of nowhere, but we can see it from our front porch.
What's going on out at Rattlesnake Ranch these days?
Getting things done that I've been wanting to do for a year. You know, just all the projects, trimming trees and mowing stuff and cleaning fence lines up.
Well, you mentioned last week that you've gotten rid of the longhorns.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before we came on the air that that's creating a lot more wildlife activity.
Yeah, we're seeing, I'm seeing more wild turkey and things because the cows eat everything on the ground pretty much. And a lot of the ground cover is gone, but we find these wild turkeys seem to just come into the front yard of the bird feeder and stuff. They're beautiful. I know a lot of people like to shoot them, but, you know, I hear that wouldn't be a challenge because they're walking through the front yard.
Well, yeah, I was talking to the guys over at Belleville Meat Market, and they said they were processing a lot of wild turkey right now, but isn't that kind of tough meat? It's wild game after all, right?
I've never run into anybody who said, boy, that's the juiciest meat. I don't know. But I like looking at them rather than eating them.
Well, have you had any feral pigs get past the hog wire?
Not again, not since last week. My neighbor and I, David, we patched up a hole we had caused by that huge rain. So you just got to be on the lookout because they will trash you. As many of you who are listening know, if you got wild pigs and you're not hog wired, it's a crapshoot with those things.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
My wife is so sick of my nonsense, she's threatened to put hog wire around my home studio.
Hey. Now, that's a video. You could post that on Facebook. That'd get about 1 million views.
Well, we didn't know all of the Texans draft picks by the time the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show went on the air last week, but now we do. So what were your impressions?
The experts...
Wait a minute. You mean you wouldn't pick up on that line? I don't do impressions.
No. I don't do impressions.
Now, of course, I would have responded, oh, yes, you do.
But I realize that the experts know nothing. I saw an interesting thing this morning. I was reading about Mel Kiper, who got into the business because somebody said, you know, I think Jamie the Greek told him, you know, we need analysts in NFL. And you know how many, in the first round pick, you know how many he picked correctly? Six.
Out of 32?
32. They get to the first two. They got to Burrow and then, of course, Chase Young. And after that, things just kind of got wobbly. Most of them, Peter King had the best. He got 9 out of 32 in the first round.
Wow.
That was it. It just shows you. And I also saw another fascinating statistic. They go over all the drafts in the past. And 14% of first-rounders were on the field last year in 2019.
Wow.
I could be wrong, and it could be 20%, but still, the room for error is huge. And get this interesting statistic. After pick 160 in the draft,
yeah,
whoever you pick after 160 has a 30% chance of making a team.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody looks at a 70% chance of not becoming a full-time player in the NFL.
Well, now, obviously, I was ecstatic when the Texans took Ross Blacklock as their first pick in the second round. He's been a star for my alma mater, TCU, for a couple of years now. Plus, he's local. He graduated from Fort Benz Elkins High School. But more importantly, Ross Blacklock is really talented. The guy is like 6'4", 300, but he's extremely quick.
Yes.
For a man his size. His dad played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
You know, they say that he was definitely a steal. And, yeah, when I got that, of course, I go, Ross Blacklock. I got to look that up. I look at his stats, and then I look at some of his film on the kid. He's a beast.
Yeah, he is.
And we're blessed to get him. And then we get, Charlie Heck, the 6'8" offensive project.
Yeah, and project is a good word there, Fred, because I hear that his height actually works against him because he can't get his pads low enough. Plus, his arms are so long that he has the tendency to kind of hold the pass rusher at bay instead of keeping his hands inside on the man's chest.
You know, but it sounds intriguing. But this Grenard kid we got out of Florida, again, another, you know, I had to look that up because, again, the experts, Mel Kiper, Peter King,
yeah,
all these people who know zero, really.
Really.
But they play on our desire to know what's going to happen, right? Like a fortune teller. But Grenard is really, I looked him up, another beast.
Yeah, he got 9.5 sacks his senior year.
Yeah, I think he led the SEC in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked this kid up, so obviously he's got something going. Everybody, no one's perfect, but the other intriguing one is the undrafted free agent, Scotty Phillips out of Ole Miss, the running back.
Ah.
Just looking at the strength the kid has, just the strength alone. You know, in a 225-pound bench press,
yeah,
some of those linemen were doing 22, 23.
Yeah.
I think he did between 25 and 29 bench
press.
Wow. Now, I could be off 3 or 4 there, but still, anything over 20 for a guy who's 5'8",
yeah,
5'9", and 209, that's huge. As far as just upper body strength, and I imagine he's got the legs to go with it. So that's intriguing to find. Sometimes those little bitty running backs just, are just devils to try to bring down. So.
Well, I think the most promising pick that the Texans got
is?
Was the cornerback out of Penn State, John Reed.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 5'10". He's 187. His 40 time's only 4.49, but he's got great feet. He's got great ball skills. I do worry about him being able to hold up against the run. But most of those experts you were talking about, they say that he should have gone quite a bit higher than the fourth round. So he may be a real gem in the rough, you know?
So Bill O'Brien being as horrible as everyone said he was, actually, I think for what they had left, because remember, people say we didn't have a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But we got Larrabee Tunsil. Now, he is highly paid. But we got a proven player, Kenny Stills, proven player. And what, the point I was making up front is, in the draft, you don't know. It's a crapshoot. You get, you know, a couple years to look at a prospect before you pay him the big money. We have a couple of proven players. Now, I'm not going to try to be, you know, sunshine and roses here, but we have a couple proven players. And most of these high draft picks are not going to make it. And past the second round, a lot of people, they just don't make it.
Well, what about the other teams in the AFC South? Who do you think had the best draft, Fred?
Who in the AFC South? I know the Colts finally have a quarterback, we think, and Rivers, who's got a couple years left. I didn't look at them as much as I probably normally would. I was looking at the Texans and looking up Ross Blacklock stuff and Grenard and all, and really looking into their histories and looking at film on them. I really, you know, we did something in radio. Don't listen to what the other guys are doing. Do what you do best. So I kind of focused on what they're going to put on the field this year. And I know our power rankings have fallen, but those are the experts telling us that.
Yeah. As TCU's coach Gary Patterson likes to say, they're all paper tigers till they do something on the field.
That's pretty much it. But I hope that if we break even this year, we're 8-8. Jaguars are probably going to still suck.
I don't know. I think they had a pretty good draft.
Yeah, but they're new. I mean,
true.
Yeah, and the Titans were the sleeper last year, man.
True.
Yep.
Well, last week you made a comment near the end of the show. Maybe next week we'll even talk about cooking on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So, what you got cooking?
I was at a friend's house Sunday. There was a baptism in his pool, actually, from our church, which is kind of cool. Social distancing baptism. It's interesting. but he has his cooker. I'm not going to put out his name, but this is the most amazing outdoor cooker I've ever seen, and I can't remember the name of the guy who makes them, but it's 3,000 pounds, it's motorized, and it will cook like 8 briskets at a time.
Wow.
Car quality paint on it. I looked at that and said, dude, that's the Bentley of cookers. It took them 9 months to get it made.
Wow.
Quarter inch thick steel, and the firebox is unlike anything I've ever seen, man. For just very little wood, you can maintain temp in that thing. And I would never buy that. It's way above my pay grade and my expertise.
Yeah, my expertise. There's his, yeah.
But I looked at him, I said, I didn't realize, I know we talk at church on Sunday after church about briskets, but I had no idea.
Yeah, I got sticker shock just listening to you talk about it.
That's one of those things you don't ask. Hey, by the way,
Yeah, really? Well, we've got a gigantic Southern Baptist-sized casserole dish full of frozen lasagna that Cindy made a couple of weeks ago. I think I win this week. And if this were Wheel of Fortune, the bell would ring right about now, and Pat Sajak would say, that sound means we're running out of time.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go watch some Randall Cobb highlights. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Well, you realize today, listening to how little I really know about football.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?